أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كذبت ثمود بطغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها. We are explaining briefly the history of the people of Thamud. And these were the people who referred to here who lived in the place of Hijr, which was towards the Syrian side, and Allah had given them lot of this dunya, but unfortunately they were steeped in idol worship and every evil habit that a person can think of. There was no sign of mercy, kindness, etc. in them. Then an important point is Allah took mercy upon them and He sent Salih alayhi salatu wasalam as a Nabi to them, who came and He informed them of the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. So in the same way, when Jamaats come here to us, we should also take it as a great mercy of Allah Ta'ala. When ulama come, and especially those ulama who tell us actually what we have to be doing, not only who massage our feelings and just make us happy, but who tell us what wrongs we are in, we should take it as a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, and we should change our lives accordingly. Otherwise, the great dangers that face us, as Allah gives this example of the people of Thamud, they then required to silence Salih alayhi salam. They asked for a camel from a mountain, from a rock. Allah gave it as they wanted. She was expecting also, and she gave birth also. All this they saw, but instead of accepting, they then killed that camel, distributed the meat, and made a big joke out of Salih alayhi salam. Then Salih alayhi salatu wasalam told them, this is now, you are reaching the end and the height of your insolence and your disobedience. You have got 3 days left to live in this world. If you make tawbah in this time, well and good. And if not, then you will face the consequences. And he gave them the clear signs also, that he says that tomorrow, the next day, the first day, your faces will turn yellow. And after that, the next day, your faces will turn red. And the next day, your faces will turn black. When the next day came, and actually their faces did turn yellow, now instead of listening, and this is where mankind's weakness comes, they opposed him even more. Instead of accepting and making tawbah and correcting their lives, they went against him even more. And the same person who killed the camel, he with his group of people came and they said, as we kill the camel, now we will kill Salih ibn Ubaid also, and we'll get rid of him also. Allah Ta'ala protected him. And the next day they found the bodies of those people, 9 they were, and their bodies were lying dead. They couldn't do anything. Now this, instead of convincing the people that Salih alayhi salam and what he's telling them is the truth, and they should accept the truth, they went more against him. And this is, unfortunately, we find quite a bit in our nature also. If ulama tell us what is the right, we go more against them. We make more a mockery out of their teachings, etc., instead of accepting what they say. So Salih alayhi, the next day, they became enraged that these people died. So now they came all together and they wanted to finish off Salih alayhi salam. However, Salih alayhi salam and one of the leaders who accepted, when he saw that camel, Junda bin Umar, when he and his people had accepted Islam. So when they wanted to come and fight again, then they also got ready with their weapons and they said, we will fight you. Finally, they came to an agreement that these people, Salih alayhi salam and his people, must leave the place. They found it just to be ideal because they knew Allah's azab is going to come. So all of them who were the believers, they left that place. We also, if somebody who tells us the right things and we make his life very difficult and hard and he leaves us, we say good riddance to bad rubbish. But actually we are inviting more the azab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So when they went out The next day their faces turned red as they were told. Then the next day again their faces had turned black, and now they were convinced that some great calamity is going to befall them. The houses and the great palaces they had carved out, which they were very famous for, and they had very, very strong palaces they had carved out, they said, yeah, nothing can harm us. No earthquake, no rains, no floods, nothing can harm us. So they went and locked themselves in their palaces. And this also, in many other cases, people did this and thought, we have got great security and nobody can reach us where we are. When they went there, Allah Ta'ala sent a black wind with storm that was dark, completely dark. And after that, earthquakes came. And after that, the strong bolting of lightning. Three times this happened, and by the terrible sounds of this, they were all dead. They fell on their faces, and they had all died. Salih alayhi salatu wasalam came back again, and he said that, I advised you so much, how much I made effort and tried and tell you, but you would not listen. See what has happened. And they were his own people. He said, oh my people, I went out of my way, I went the extra miles to explain to you, but you people will not listen to me. And now this azab of Allah Ta'ala has come and overtaken you. So from here, when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam went on the expedition of Tabuk, and then he passed by these places also, and the signs are there till today. The government has now cordoned off the area, but the area is still there till today, a person can see. So when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed, they were the Sahaba, they were between the least amount that is shown is 30,000. Otherwise, the numbers are much more. He told them, don't even drink the water of this place. They were tired. He said, don't even rest here. We just move on. The place where Allah's azab comes, a person should not there go and make it a tourist place and go and see it as a tourist. Unfortunately, till today also tourists go and see these places where Allah's azab had come. Whether it is in Jerusalem, whether it is here, wherever it is, we should stay away from the places where Allah's azab comes. When there is a sun eclipse, moon eclipse, it is not for us to take our negatives and look at the sun and the moon. It is for us to go on the musalla and cry to Allah Ta'ala that He saves us. So anyway, this had happened to them. And in the world, these kind of things happen till today. The tsunami, earthquakes, etc. All this is for us to take a lesson. And not just to try and pass it off as some scientific, geographic thing that this happened, that happened. Unfortunately, that is our nature, even we as Muslims today. We just take it like that. We take no lesson from it. We should take great, great lessons, and we don't know who can be the next on the list also. Allah Ta'ala's azab comes in different forms. Allah will use His enemies and our enemies to punish us also. And we will think it's the enemy who is doing it, but it is Allah who is doing it. And this is nothing new. The Tatari invasion and many other such actions that had taken place, it is Allah who uses the enemy, as Allah says, وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْدَ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا. We use some of our enemies against those others who are transgressing and breaking our laws. Allah give us tawfiq to stay away from all types of sin. Just while in passing, a person who went for Qurbani to in India, in Calcutta area, he said they found there that the affluent, after they had eaten their Qurbani, the bones they threw in dustbins. And he says, I saw with my eyes where humans, Muslims, were fighting with dogs for those bones. Such is their poverty that they will fight. The dogs wanted those bones, and they also, whatever little they could get on those bones, they wanted it. So it is a great, great lesson. And he said, this extravagance of ours. Today, any party we have, or just at home we have a meal also, we order desserts, for example, we order ice creams, then it is covered with some paper, then there is a ribbon on it, then there is all this extravagance that we are going, many, many things. We give out chocolates which are wrapped, But then we have to put another ribbon on top of it. We have to wrap it again. Our gifts that we give also, that we give a gift, the object is giving the gift, and give it in a presentable way. But we wrap it, and then we put it in a gift pack again. All this extras that we are doing, and the waste that we are doing, it is unbelievable. And it is just condoned. Nobody speaks about it. We all accept it, and at our reception, whether it's a walima, whether it's a Quran khatam, but the amount of wastage that we are going in, this is one very serious thing. Also the wastage in our holidays that we are doing. Today foreign destinations, etc. And if we think of it, really how stupid. They come to our country, we go to their country. And the same, the resorts are the same practically throughout the world. But we are, the amount of money that we are wasting, Allah protect us and save us from His anger and from His azab. And all types of sin, whether it is, whatever sin it is, we should try and give up, make sincere tawbah and ask Allah for His special mercy. وآخر دعوانا